Diversity is fundamental for healthy soils. And at the upcoming South Dakota Soil Health Conference, January 13th and 14th in Aberdeen, participants will learn how diversity of crops, weed management tactics, and livestock integration can enhance not only the productivity of soil, but also one's bottom line. South Dakota farmer Brian Jorgensen explains why diversity of crop rotation is important.
I absolutely believe firmly that we need wheat and or any cereal grain in our rotational programs. It seems as though we're losing more and more acres every year to the row crops, to the soybeans and the corn. And I really hope that that trend starts to shift back, because I, as a producer, understand the value of cereal grains and especially wheat in a rotation. We in Tripp County, South Dakota, would find it very difficult long-term to grow corn and soybeans without wheat in the rotation. And from a soil health perspective, there's many, many studies that show that having wheat in that system is going to increase soil health.
Soil Health Coalition board member Sean Freeland reports keynote and breakout sessions at next week's event will spotlight virtual fencing, farm transitioning, salinity, direct marketing, economics, composting, livestock, biology, and healthy systems. Relaxed roundtable discussions also provide opportunities to explore topics in depth while networking with others.
It's always a great place just to get renewed if you're not new to soil health. And if you're new to soil health, there's so much information to get you started, to get those first steps underway.
Registration for the 2026 Soil Health Conference is $100. For greater details and to register for this cutting-edge event, visit sdsoilhealthcoalition.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.